Track 9. Looking to bring some fresh flavours into your kitchen this year? Cook and writer Nar Hansel's book, A Little Bit Brilliant, is packed with tasty ideas, and she tells us how it came about.
For me, food is the glue that brings people together, says Nar Hansel. Nar is well known in Norfolk for her cookery courses, and she also travels to showrooms around the country as an AGA demonstrator. She recently published her first book, the excellently named A Little Bit Brilliant. A collection of 80 tasty recipes, plus clever kitchen tips and basic techniques. We all get stuck in cooking rut from time to time, and the idea behind the book is to provide home cooks with the inspiration to expand their culinary repertoire and get people gathered around the table together. While Nar is a very confident cook today, it hasn't always been the case. I was always a bit of a rubbish cook, she laughs. I grew up in the borders of Scotland and on a dairy farm, and there was food everywhere. So I've got a really good sense of where food comes from. There were fields of cauliflowers in front of my bedroom window, she says. And I was surrounded by excellent aunts, and there were always millions of cousins and fabulous Sunday lunches. And food was definitely what brought people together. But like lots of my generation, we had to do maths and physics and A-levels and degrees, and we never really learned how to cook. That wasn't what our parents' generation wanted us to be doing, so we just had this gap. When I got married and had my family, I followed recipes and they never quite tasted that great. Nar trained as an accountant and went into commercial finance. Her career in food began when she moved into buying when she was working for Asda. I did fresh produce for quite a long time and travelled loads, and I loved that. It was like being the man from Del Monte, she says. In the summer, you were in the UK in Lincolnshire and Devon and Cornwall and Norfolk, and then in the winter you were in Tanzania, Peru, South America, Kenya, Spain, meeting all these amazing people whose life, like my parents, was just growing excellent food. But while she knew her produce, there was a missing ingredient, as was revealed very publicly when she went on the TV cooking competition, MasterChef. I didn't last very long because I actually couldn't really cook, she said. I'd never really learned anything about seasoning. I made a salad dressing that had no salt in it. Doing that on national telly is just not a great thing to do. The experience proved to be a turning point for her. I wanted to be able to do what I'd seen my excellent aunts and family doing, which is creating this lovely hum around the table with excellent food. So I took a career break and I went to cookery school in Ireland, to Ballymallow, just to learn to cook better, she says. It was a real food education. It was like Norfolk upside down. So the South Coast, Cork, has all the seafood and all the fish. Then they also have fertile ground for great pork, lamb, beef and cheese. I learned about seasoning, she said. I really learned how to use just one little spice. We did this carrot pie with cumin one day and it tasted so delicious. It completely blew my mind that simple food can be really delicious. I got a lot more confident with creating nice food. When I came home to Norfolk, it was a very similar kind of feel, where people really cared about food and cared about where things come from, and that was people's livelihoods. Having learned to cook better herself, Nar wanted to share her knowledge with others and so started running courses at locations around the county, including at Holiday Let she owned at Sculthorpe and East Rudham. If you have the confidence to just know you can make something tasty, then you can get people around the table, she says. Participants on the courses would go home with an A5 recipe booklet written by Na. And around this time last year, encouraged by numerous requests for a book, she started working on what became A Little Bit Brilliant. I went through all the little booklets and pulled out the recipes that people have loved the most, she said. And there's one recipe in particular that definitely had to be included. I'll be in Fakin and Morrison's and somebody will be shouting across the till, "Oh, nah, I made the aged in broth last night. I make it all the time," she says. Then my excellent editor said that we had some gaps. So I wrote some new recipes to make the chapters balanced. The book starts with a chapter called Brilliant Basics, the foundations for building a culinary repertoire, such as a simple Victoria sponge cake recipe, quantities for Yorkshire puddings and how to make super quick curry. I wanted the Brilliant Basics section to be page you turn so that you don't get distracted by your phone when you're checking the quantities. You literally make Yorkshire puddings, you get them in the oven and then you can eat them, says Na. Another chapter is called What's for Supper and is designed to provide inspiration whether you need to feed yourself or a crowd. Then there's a chapter that I wanted to call Sludges, but Jude, my editor, wouldn't let me call it that. She said, "I could call it sauces, dressings and toppings," laughs Na. I have a friend who teaches Pilates and she said that she loves coming on my courses because there's always good sludge. And what she means is the sludges are kind of like the rescue remedies for a plain salmon fillet or a bit of roast chicken. There's a basil and thyme pesto. There's a chimichurri. There's zug and is cardamom based. And then there's hollandaise and béarnaise because they can be slightly frightening, but they're not, and they're the kind of things that are definitely worth mastering. They're the little bit brilliant. I really want people to find the confidence to have a go, even if things occasionally don't work. I burn a lot of things. And Bowls, Bites and Small Plates is an absolute treasure trove of handy things for lunch, supper and in between. There are Thai peanut sausage rolls and smoked chili and turmeric hummus, little chia seed crackers, a frittata, some simple griddled halloumi. There's a butternut squash sausage roll, a little chickpea salad, just the little handy things to have in tubs in the fridge for a couple of days. Inspired by the time when my mum suddenly had to cater for a vegetarian guest at Christmas, the book has a handy freeform index at the back, which lists the recipes that are vegetarian, dairy-free, and vegan and gluten-free. And keen to inspire the next generation of home cooks, the recipes are all packed with flavour. I do have moments of wondering, will people want to learn to cook, she says. Youngsters are eating a lot more ready-prepared and delivered food, which is really highly seasoned and highly flavoured. And I think if they're ever going to get pleasure from cooking their own food, they need to learn how to make their food super tasty, because that's what they're used to. If they cook something from a recipe and it's quite plain, they'll think, "I don't like this, it doesn't taste like what comes delivered." Then they won't bother. Na notices that there are two times of year when people particularly want to try new flavours. "I've always seen, both in September and January, a real keenness for new flavours," she says. "After the summer, you come back from holiday and you get back into the routine and your fridge is quite empty, and that's a good chance to put new things in. Similarly, after Christmas, you tend to eat all the leftovers and then there's an opportunity to get into new things," she says. A Little Bit Brilliant by Na Hansel is published by John Croft Editions and available via nahansel.co.uk.